All right. Hey, welcome, everybody. It is September 17th. We are flying by here in September with a lot of great things happening. I am, as I said last week, just so excited about where we're going. I get up every morning at 5:15, but I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning just excited, not anxious or anything, but just really excited about just all the things that we're doing and where we're going. So I'm pumped. I want to share something today. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Jerry Perkins for getting a hat trick yesterday. Maybe some others did, but I know he shared it in Slack, but I want to give him a shout out. Hat tricks always awesome, writing some good business, Jerry. But I want to kind of share something, you know, today, but I want to make sure it comes across correctly. And, you know, I was with my my son this morning, or I take him to school every day, and my oldest son's in middle school, eighth grade, and he's kind of got that, you know, a little bit of that, I can already tell, entrepreneurial bent, but he does great in school, you know, doesn't get in trouble or anything, but he's had some tardies, and my wife, Leanne, was kind of getting on to him, and he was, you know, just because he's, you know, been late in class and whatever, and he really just does not like, you know, just the lack of freedom and being told, you know, I mean, he's like, I was in the room, I just wasn't in my chair yet. And he, you know, he's respectful, but the point is, he's just kind of got that bent where he just doesn't like, you know, he doesn't quite understand and get the point. And I was explaining to him, you know, hey, this is life, you know, learn how to, you know, obviously we're teaching him that and all everything. But then, you know, I told him, I was like, look, this is when you grow up and you have a job, if you're an employee, you know, you're going to have to be there when you say you're going to be there, you know, and while you don't get a tardy, you can be fired, you know, for not showing up. And so, but I was also explaining to him, as I told him a lot, you know, you're probably a little bit like me that I didn't ever like that either, which is why I like working for myself and being my own boss, because ultimately, you know, I'll work harder than anybody, but I just don't want to be told that I have to do it, you know. And the reason I am telling you that, and I started with that story, is because part of, you know, we, you know, our model, you know, if you're on this call, if you're independent agent, you're a 1099, you're building your business and you're buying your own leads, well, it's your business, you know. So I've always tried to come across, or I always, it's important to me to never come across as, hey, you know, like a teacher talking to a student or a boss talking to an employee, because you're not. You're an independent entrepreneur, and so that's why we refer to this as building a lifestyle business. You know, that said, it's also important to kind of really share and be open and honest about what's required if you want to hit your goals. But it's up to you to have the self-discipline, you know, to really, you know, do it yourself. You know, I don't call people and, you know, independent agents, or say, hey, you know, you're not dialing enough. I'm not going to do that. I mean, it's your business. I don't know what enough is, because I don't know what your goals are. However, oftentimes people, you know, they do have a stated goal, and the reality is they're not doing what's required to get that goal, you know? And so if not asked, I don't typically ever say anything, because it's just not my style. But I just want to share some kind of things today that I think are so foundational to our business. And I know we say it all the time, but I want to kind of break it down in a little bit different way. I'm very excited about some things that we're doing, some changes for the better that we're making. But at the end of the day, there's a foundation that makes all of this work. And so I shared in Slack the other day, I was talking about kind of the difference between field sales and telesales. And I want to kind of start with that, because, you know, when most of you on this call have probably been in field sales, whether it was selling insurance in the field and then you transition to telesales, or maybe it was selling something else, most of you probably have done some form of sales in the field, you know, not 100% over the phone. But when I was in the field, and I've actually done insurance, quote, in the field, right? I've also done other things in the field. But when I typically, all of my career of selling in face to face involved, it still involved the phone, right? So if you think about what a field sales agent does, it involves the phone, because you still got to call and book appointments almost all the time, right? It then involves drive time. Now my drive time throughout my career has typically been more on the 3 hour side in a day, but almost all people that sell, I don't care if you're selling insurance or what, almost everybody that's in the field is driving 1 to 3 hours a day, right? Most of you probably, you could nod your head yes, like that's true. If you're in the field, you're in your car behind the steering, messing up your back with bad posture, eating Big Macs and fries, you know, you are on the road if you're a field sales agent, anywhere from 1 to 3 hours. I was always willing to go 3 hours because it opened up the door for opportunity. Most, what I learned in working with most, you know, when I worked with agents, most people didn't want to go more than an hour, right? That's just, and it limited them. I was always willing to go 3 hours, right? I'll drive an hour and a half one way, hour and a half back. That's a 3 hour radius. That was just so totally normal for me to drive 3 hours. Now, did I love it? No. Did it compensate me well? Yes. Okay. But almost all field agents, they still have to make dial time, right? It's less, but they got to make phone calls. They then are driving. They then do presentations, right? You still got to present, right? Or maybe door knock for people that are selling final expense face-to-face, you know, but you still got to do presentations. You still got to write the abs, and you still got to do the admin stuff that's involved, right? Not a lot for final expense side of things. So you're driving, you're still making calls, you're driving, you're presenting, you're writing apps, right? You still have the admin work. Now you say, okay, I'm tired of that. Well, what are we ultimately tired of? We're tired of getting up in the morning and having to go out when it's cold, when it's hot, when it's rainy, when it's snowy, right? I got tired of being in the car all the time, right? I mean, there was good things to it. I, you know, got to listen to good things, but I got tired of being in the car. So ultimately, like when Dave and I said, hey, we're going to go do telesales, which we started hybrid, right? We started learning telesales. The reason was to limit the car time. So when we started doing telesales, I looked at dial time as drive time, okay? Because if I can do more dials and less driving, that's the whole name of the game. So for us, we started dialing because really the way telesales works is I dial, I give a presentation. That's really what a quote is, right? We refer to it as quotes, but really when you're quoting, you are presenting. Instead, we just go ahead and telesales and do the presentation. We go ahead and do the quote because we're not driving to them. So in telesales, it's dialing, right, instead of driving. It's then quoting, but that's like doing the face-to-face presentation. Then we write the app. Then we do the admin. So we eliminate the drive time. But so the whole name of the game was to get to replace the drive time with dial time. So when we started doing telesales part time, we were still in the field, but we were learning telesales. We still, you know, for us, I mean, David, I'll just tell you, like 100 dials was part time for us, 100%. Like it was part time. We were learning how to write 20 apps a month doing it part time. Because we realize 100 dials, I want to break this down because I'm trying to give a little bit of perspective. So in field sales, if we're spending 1 to 3 hours a day in the car, right, well, it just makes sense to me that in telesales, we need to spend that amount of time dialing, okay, 1 to 3 hours of time dialing. Now, what does that actually look like? And I'm not talking about the time you're giving presentations. Again, when you're in the field, you still have to give presentations after you get out of your car. You still have to write the app. So there's all that stuff still in play. But the actual dial time is 1 to 3 hours. It's just instead of driving, I'm dialing. So I need to dial more than a field agent. What would be a shame is if a field agent actually makes more dials than me and I'm in telesales, right? So in telesales, we make more dials so that we don't have to drive. So what does 1 to 3 hours of dialing look like? Your average dial is 30 seconds, right? Sometimes it's less than 30 seconds. Like when you're looking at your dial queue, sometimes they ring 5 seconds and hang up. But 30 seconds is a very, very conservative number. So what does that look like? You know, 120 dials, right, is 1 hour of dialing. So that's like a person that says, I'm going to be in the car for an hour. To me, that's very, very minimal. That's part-time, okay? If I am how I was in the field, if I'm selling full time, if all I'm doing is selling and that's all I'm doing, then I look at that as, again, just like in field sales, 1 to 3 hours of drive time. Well, I look at 1 to 3 hours of dial time. Well, what does 3 hours of dial time look like, right? It's 360 dials, Okay. Now, some of you, that sounds just absolutely mind-boggling. I think Dave and I probably haven't, maybe we haven't explained this properly or enough, because I want to, and I'm going to break it down and show you, and I want to talk about David in a second, in a little bit. But to me, if you're replacing, if you don't want to be in field sales and you don't want to go face-to-face and drive all over the place and, like, again, have bad posture and eat junk food and be in the heat and all the stuff you got to do, then you need to think about the fact that instead of being in the car, I'm going to sit in my underwear if I want to, in my workout clothes, use a standing desk. Like, I got this set up exactly how I like it. I can sit in the comfort of my own home. In the time that I would be in the car, I'm dialing. So what does that look like? It's 120 to 360 dials a day. Okay. Now, that's going to blow most of you. But again, most people aren't going to do the 360 a day. I get that. But I'm trying to kind of make a paradigm shift and break it down for you, because 360 dials is 3 hours of dialing. Well, if you're working an 8-hour day, which I don't remember the last time I only worked an 8-hour day, just being honest, but if you're working an 8-hour day and you're dialing for 3 hours, that leaves you 5 hours to present, that's quotes, right, to close, write the app, and do the admin stuff. That's only on an 8-hour day. If somebody wants to work 10 hours, right, I mean, that leaves you, what, 3 hours of dial time plus 7 hours of presenting and talking to people and closing and doing this, okay? I'm just trying to make a point of how much time we have in telesales. But my good friend John always said, I mentioned this in Slack too, but he always says it's so easy to fake yourself out. That's something John always says over and over, and it's so true. And that's what I'm trying to get across in this business, because the reality is it does not take much time to make 200 to 300 dials. Okay, it just doesn't. And if we're going to be in telesales, that should not be a big deal. Now, again, disclaimer earlier, I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. You're your own boss. I already, for those of you who came in late or whatever, I tried to set that up front. All I'm trying to do is make a point to say your goal, your dial time needs to match your goals, whatever it is you want out of this business. Personally, if someone is not doing 100 dials a day, I would consider that, I mean, extremely part-time. I mean, just really, 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 really the part-time person. If someone has a full-time job, you know, 30, 40 hours a week, and then you're trying to build this on the side, then, you know, maybe $7,500 a day, I get that, right? You do that, you know. But again, 100 dials is 30 minutes of dial time. Your goal is to get enough quotes in that hopefully you can stack and write some apps. But I just think that's very, very minimal work. 100 dials takes 30 minutes, okay? Now, you say, well, it takes longer. Yes, if you're answering and you're presenting, but that time goes into your presenting category. When someone answers the phone and we get into a conversation, you got to realize that's like a field agent being in the house. That's when you're quoting. So that's not dial time, right? The actual dial time, it just doesn't take that much to dial. And we're making some huge improvements to kind of what some of our systems, what we're doing, but it all starts with being willing to dial. Now, you say, well, so, you know, we can do live transfers too, right? So I'll tell you, just comment on that. Right? If anybody wants to do live transfers, great. We can do live transfers. We're supplementing some of that again right now. Here's my thing with live transfers. One way or another, it costs you. There's only so many dollars, right, to go around in the way this business works, right? I promise you, I have a good understanding of kind of how the numbers work and all that this business works. One way or another, someone to take live transfers is paying a premium, right? You're either paying it on a cost per, if you're independent and you're top contract, you're paying it on a cost per, you're paying for that call to come in, and you're paying top dollar for it. Most agents, from my experience, won't invest enough to build sustainably on that, because they're not going to invest enough to get the calls. Because ultimately what you're doing is you're paying to not have to dial. The ironic thing is we do, because we can supplement with live transfers. We do sometimes. We still have to dial because they're not all one call closes. So from my experience is agents that I've seen that say, well, I don't really want to make dials. I just want to do live transfers. They don't do very well. We're in telesales, okay? If the idea of making outbound calls is a problem, then you know, it's probably not a good business for them to be in. But one way or another, it costs a lot. Even if someone's taking free calls, right? If there's a setup with free calls, right? Ultimately, they're paying for it. They're paying for it in a very, very, very low commission rate to make that work. Okay, one way or another, it costs money to take live transfers. And the truth of the matter is, they're the same. Now, again, I'm not saying they're bad to do. Anybody that my philosophy is, you first got to learn how to build this business doing ABD and outbound dials, getting profitable, getting the business going. Then what we do, and John can attest this, is we supplement with live transfers. But you're paying a premium, but that's how we'll do it. That's how David will do it. If he wants to turn on live transfers, we have, great. But we're making the dials constantly. And then if we have a live transfer come on and we're not quoting one, we'll take the live transfer, quote that one, hopefully close it. Okay. But again, we pay a premium for that a lot of people aren't willing to pay. But anybody that wants to, great. I'll get you set up on it. And you can do that. But at the end of the day, it's all about the dials. And so what I encourage you to do is to be, like John says, don't fake yourself out. And the way to do this is really measure not your high days, but your low days, okay? Because here's what happens, and we all have a tendency to do this. We can get on the phone today and go make 300 dials, and maybe we do it tomorrow, and then we call, hey, Rich, I'm just working so hard. I'm making 300 dials. Great. Or 200 dials, whatever the number is, great. But we tend to think because we did it one time that's what we're, quote, doing. And to really measure your numbers, you have to look at how good are you – what are you doing on the days that you don't feel like it? What are you doing on the days when you're not dialing a lot? Because the reality is when you look at it over a sustained month or over a sustained week, the numbers are often way, way, way lower than you actually think, right? And, again, we tend to fake ourselves out. And so my challenge to you really is what keeps you from dialing? Because it doesn't take a lot of time, honestly. I'm going to break down something yesterday, but it does not take much time, right, to actually make the dials. But is it admin work, right? Is it admin work or busy work? Is it kids? Is it distractions? Is it like a house project going on? Is it lunches? I mean, I remember when I was going through a transition and kind of a business transition and failure, and I was home and I remember the amount of time that I wasted because I just wasn't clear on what I needed to be doing. This was years ago, but I just remember I remember getting caught up in a period of time where I just allowed, I mean, I felt like I did a lot at the end of the day. I did nothing, right? And I wasn't because, and the point is being at home sometimes as an entrepreneur, you can feel like you did, like John said, you can feel like you did a whole lot, but you did absolutely nothing towards your goals. And so dialing, if you're going to succeed in this business, it has to become a priority. Like Greg Roberts, I know he's on the call. He makes it a priority. There's a reason he produces consistently because he dials consistently, right? That is the key. He dials and his off days are better than a lot of people's big days, right? He has big days, but his days are consistent. Okay. So I want to kind of give you an example because yesterday I wanted to test, we're making some adjustments. We're making some changes. I'm excited about talking to you a lot about this. But yesterday I'm going to test this. I haven't been able to dial a lot this week because I've been doing a lot of other things. I've still got, a few sales in, but I haven't dialed a lot. And so yesterday I didn't have a lot of pipeline, but I said, I'm going to test this doing what I know works, what I've always done. And so I said, I actually went in and I said, I didn't have a lot of appointments or anything from the previous few days because I haven't been dialing like I would like to, but I just had a lot going on and business wise. And so I said, I'm going to test this. I took old leads that have not been touched in about 7 days because I wanted to prove kind of something, some strategies we're testing. And then I took just a handful of new leads. That was it. It was all old leads. But here was my commitment to myself. I just said, I'm not going to allow – I have a lot of things I want to get done, a lot of, other responsibilities even for the business. But I said, I'm going to make sure that my number one priority today is that I hit 300 dials. I got to handle everything else. I got to put out fires. But I'm going to do 300 dials, period, and I'm going to get 10 quotes because I wanted to prove that even dialing on – some older leads, right, on some of the new things we're testing, but leads that I could hit my 300 dials. Anybody can hit 300 dials. That's just doing effort. There's no talent at all to make 300 dials. So that's just discipline. That part's easy, but I'm going to hit $300 and I want to see if I can get 10 quotes. That's all I cared about. That's all I was focused on. Okay. So I got started. Here's the thing. $300 again is not even, that's less than me taking a 3 hour drive to, or an hour and a half somewhere and an hour and a half back. Did that all the time in the field. So to me, $300, it just wasn't a big thing. So I started doing my dials. I was, you know, by lunchtime, I was halfway through over 150 dials, right on track with quotes. At the end of the day, I was sitting at 10 quotes. I was at 314 dials. That just is the dials in the CRM, by the way. I also was making phone dials as well. Some, you know, times hitting people sometimes from my cell phone or if they called me back. So I had dials on my phone too, but I was at 315 dials, 10 quotes. I had built great pipeline. If you heard the call last week, I mean, I have several hundred dollars a month worth of premium of pipeline that I just hadn't closed, but I'm confident some of it will fall. If you didn't hear my call last week or John's call the week before, which I'm going to put both those on SLG team, you need to go listen to them. But the point is, I was okay at the end of the day at 5:30, and we had a appointment to in the evening, so I was running. My day was ending, but I knew that I was okay because I hit my primary objective, 300 dials, 10 quotes. I just wanted to prove that I could get 10 quotes. Okay, I built great pipeline, but I said, you know what? I got a little bit of time. I had a little bit of time before the appointment I had with my wife in the evening time with a couple. So I made one more dial, and here's the principle of the matter. My 315th dial, my 11th quote, slam dunk, one and done, you know, $1,200 commission deal. She's a nurse practitioner, like rock solid banking, like I'm not worried about it lapsing. I mean, just a slam dunk deal, right? On my 315th dial, my 11th quote, I'd already hit my objectives. I was okay with the day because of the pipeline that I'd built. But on my 315th dial, which is nothing, that's the point I'm trying to make, In my 11th quote, right, it was a one and done deal. I had a good day, not to mention that what I'm going to do with the pipeline, okay? But the point is, I committed to what I know works in this business. I committed to the dials, right, and I committed to getting the quotes. That's the presentations in our business, dials and quotes. Dials is just the driving to get to the presentations, right? And so, you know, but here's the thing. I still throughout the day had to remind myself, hey, Rich, this is part of the process. My head did start playing games with me a little bit because I had not closed one, right? And so my head still, even now, even though I know 100% that this works, my head still would play games with me. And so that's why I'm talking through this with you. A lot of it is just emotional. Like you can be 200 dials in. Oh my God, I'm at 200 dials, you know. But again, that's like saying I just drove an hour somewhere, to an appointment. I'm trying to change the paradigm because the truth of the matter is, like David and I, when we transitioned in 2019, 100% from the field to telesales, for us, we were already used to doing 100 dials a day type of average. Some days we couldn't dial because we were in the field, but we were easily dialing 500-600 times a week doing it part-time. But when we went full-time, we immediately, I told David, because we had a lot of income to make up, I said, David, this is what I told him. I said, you may outwork me or out-dial me, but you're going to have your tongue hanging out. Because the point is, we pushed each other and to out dial. And so for us, like it was 1500 dials a week. Like it was 300 dials a day consistently. I mean, we were excited to be doing that because we weren't in the car anymore. So it didn't seem like a lot of dials, 1500 dials a day. But I'm just trying to put that perspective. So we were $5,000-$6,000 a month. You want to know last year how, you know, people say, I want to write like David. I want to do $500,000 in production. No one, period. You know, people say, well, so David is a great closer. Yeah, he's a great closer. I mean, he's awesome. Great scripting. Yeah, great. He takes a lot of lead, y'all. But there's not one person that even touches the number of dials that David makes. Not one person. Now, again, I'm not trying to get you in clear. I'm saying if you want to know, that doesn't even require talent. It just requires discipline. And I'm not, again, I don't care. You can dial nothing. You can dial one time a day. But like David's been on vacation this week, and so but like the day before he left, you know, we were talking, and he had $360 dials. Okay, so you know he still does that, right? And he'll still take live transfers. He's dialing because if he's not, that's what we do in this business. We dial to get to the next presentation. David's secret is that he gives more presentations, right? But how does he give more presentations? He dials more. Like it really is. I mean, I say this all the time. Dialing is the first domino, but your brain can play tricks on you when you're dialing to make you think, oh, this doesn't work. I need to stop. Or, you know, somebody calls you, somebody sends you a text. David's biggest secret, and I'm talking about him now because I don't dial as much as him. Our roles have changed and so forth. But here's the thing. I'll just tell you this much. If we dedicate, dude, like I want to dial more than him. If y'all want to write as much as David, or as much as Greg or whoever, match them on dials first. Is that everything? No, but here's my thing. You know, because people say, well, I dialed 200 times yesterday. Okay, great. Do it again tomorrow. Do it 2 weeks in a row without missing a day. To be honest, you probably won't even need a lot of course correction because you're going to almost course correct yourself. If you knew how bad David was at this business, right? John knows, like we were so horrible at this business, so bad. But my attitude was that this is what I said. I told you when we went 100%, I said, look, I said, you may outwork me, right? But your tongue will be hanging out because I'm going to put in the dials. But the second thing is what I told myself all the time is what I lack in talent, I will make up for in dials. What I lack in talent, I will make up for in dials. I mean, the whole thing, this whole purpose of this call is to challenge, because look, I promise you, you can make money in this business, but you will not be very successful if you don't raise your standard on what you consider to be enough dials. And again, this is not geared towards one person. Some of you are dialing, that's why you're making sales. But he who's dialing is making sales. I guarantee you, like, that's why David makes more sales. He gives more presentations. But if you feel like, well, I just don't have the leads, well, reach out to me. We'll come up with a solution. We have the solutions to make sure, because if someone will dial and dial and dial and dial and dial, the sales will start falling because you'll start quoting people. Now, yesterday, for example, had I not called 315 times, right, I wouldn't have got an incredible sale. You say, well, I might have got it the next day. I doubt it, because she is a nurse practitioner who was off that day, who could not leave her house because they were working on her driveway, and she had nothing else to do but take care of this life insurance application, and she wanted it, right? The odds, I might have missed that sale had I not made the 315th dial. But the point is, he who dials the most presents the most, quotes the most, and closes the most. If I were to take our production report, and I'll end with this. If I take our production report and I stack it right on top of the dial, like who dials the most, it's hilarious how much the top people that dial write the most business. Right now, it's not perfect. If you're brand new and you're just learning, like when John and David and I, all of you, like when we were new, like when we first started down a lot, we weren't closing a lot of business because we had to get good. That's how we got good. But I'm talking about once you get past that point, you get a certain level of confidence that you know how to write business. All of you on this call, for the most part, like you know how to do this. You know how to write business. Then it just comes down to who's dialing the most. And it's not what you do on your good days. It's what you do on your low days. That's the key, because you can dial. I can dial 300 times, but if I don't dial today, then that's really only 150 when you average it out. So you really want to look at it on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. And I'll just tell you, I challenge whoever on this call says, I want to out-dial David, I encourage you to do it. Like, set a goal to out-dial David. But I guarantee you, if you're anything short of 4,000, you don't have a chance. Like, you just don't have a chance. He's going to dial more than 4,000 times. Now, again, if you're part-time, that's not realistic. But that doesn't even mean you win. Like, you might have to dial 5,000 or 6,000 times. Right, and so I'm just telling you that's what we do. We dial up, but we say ABD, but I don't think maybe we quantified enough. And so my whole goal on this call, and hope it wasn't too strong, but I want everybody to succeed and make money. But I believe that if we'll dial more, we'll write more business. We'll dial more. We're in telesales. And if we don't want to dial, we don't need to be in telesales, right? I'm dialing so that I don't have to get in the car and drive to that appointment. I got tired of being on the road all the time. That's why we dial. That's what ABD means. But just remember, it's 30 seconds per dial, okay? 30 seconds per dial. So think about your dial time that way. 200 dials should be just a foundational part of your business if you're trying to do that part-time. 200 dials a day, right, 5 days a week, right? Think about that. That's 4,000 dials. That's just kind of the foundation if you're trying to do this thing full-time. So anyway, I hope this wasn't too strong, but I want to win. We got some exciting things coming down. I want people making money. But at the end of the day, we got to dial. We got to dial. We got to dial so that we can quote, so that we can write the business. So let's finish strong, everybody. Let's have a great end of the week. And run hard, and we'll see you guys on Slack or talk to you next Friday. Have a good day.